from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Oh, snap. No, they didn't. A boneless rib sandwich.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. Coming up, you'll hear from Kirk Cousins, who spoke today about the Falcons as they continue to prepare for their second preseason game against the Ravens. We're hanging out here at Hooters, man. Lots of guys. I am really shocked. Lots of guys showing up, and we appreciate those guys coming out and you guys coming to see us. We're here one more day, by the way, tomorrow. Yep. 2-7 after practice, and we invite you guys to come out. It's a Thursday. We're going to have a good time. But I am surprised, as you said, those guys knocking out. What is that, a liter, 2 liters?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how much beer is in that thing. It's one of those giant tubes you would see at, like, Senior Frogs or something, you know, when you're down on spring break or down in Panama City. But here at Hooters, these guys are making it disappear, man. It's a four-man team. They're working as one in unison. They fear no beer.
Fear no beer. Yeah, man, so come on out, hang out, get some Hey Man Ale.
Tomorrow is, as Carl mentioned, our last day of our Hooters residency for the summer up here at the Hooters Mall of Georgia, but we'll be back in the fall. Real quick, as I was driving up here, speaking of going to watch Falcons practice, we'll tell you about what we saw today. Good day for Drake London. I heard Sandra on, and I heard Mike Johnson in studio, and I was like, well, where the hell's Steak? And Mike was doing a great job, brought up that great stat about how less the Falcons use 11 personnel than other teams around the league, because, you know, obviously Arthur Smith uses the two tight ends, and we're going to get back to that. We know under Zach Robinson, I heard that. So I texted Sandra. I said, first off, you sound great. I go, where's Meatloaf? You know, like, we're Steaky. It's our code. And she goes, his daughter started senior year today, so her first last day. They're surprising her. All the parents are going up there, I guess, for their kids. Is this a thing you do with Trinity?
No.
So I never heard. That's what I told Sandra. I go, what? I never heard of this. First last day? Like, in other words, her first day of school, I guess, going to high school.
Sure. She's a
baby Nola.
She's a senior, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I did
I just,
not.
I'm just reason, was, I thought as a dad, you Chris, anybody? Anybody heard this concept? I'm literally no, because I said my first last day of school would have been September of 1985.
Okay,
and I'm like, Dad, can you drive me to school? Blank you, you're walking. I mean, that was my first last day.
Yeah,
I didn't know if this is a new concept. So parents show up and shower their kids with a gift for going to school or something.
No, I've not heard of that. I will.
Or is this something that's in Stakes orbit?
It may be
in Stakes universe.
I do know, you know, that like they got together, they decorated their cars if they had one.
Right.
You know, they put all the senior stuff on the cars, and you know they all dress very similar with outfits. Okay. They go take pictures. I'm trying to just think about the experience. But that? No, I didn't.
No,
I just
when I heard this today, I was like,
I
what? And I was asking around to guys of high school children age in high school. No, I don't know what fancy school Steak's daughter is going to, but apparently this is the – well, she does go to the Lexus level.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, so I guess I think anyway.
That is the most millennial thing I've ever
– I wasn't sure of that. I thought that's something somebody would see at the Pace Academy or something. I wasn't – not trying to paint with a broad brush or something, you know, or, you know, over there at, you know, Marist or something.
Yeah, I don't know, Mike, but maybe I'm sure.
Anybody?
I'm sure he's back tomorrow, right? I'm sure he'll be explaining
Can anyone hit us up on our Twitter or the text, by the way? Chris has access to the text. Have you heard about this – phenomenon of like the first last day of school.
No, this is almost like the push gift that we talked about a few years back.
Yes, come on.
The pushing present?
The pushing present, which is that's only about 15 years old now, the pushing present.
It's been around, but like, again, these phenomenons come around and everybody jumps on board. It's like, come on, really? Anyways, no, I've not heard of it, but
I mean, we had a
that
senior
doesn't mean
night.
It doesn't happen.
All right, right?
It doesn't mean it's not true.
We had a senior night in senior high night? School.
Yeah, but this is the first day of school. Yeah. I mean, when did your senior year first day of school become a thing? That's the question I'm trying to. Well, nobody can give me the answers.
It's
to
a thing
this.
With your friends. It's not a thing with your
this
parents showing up giving you
threesome.
Gifts.
No, my high school, we were lucky enough to be like about a five. If somebody had a car, which most of us did, you had a 5-minute drive to the beach.
Okay.
So we cut class all
first day.
Because it's September. It's still really warm in New York. The Gulf Stream, you can go out there. I remember one day we ditched class. It was we had 2 days.
Yeah.
And the coach, we got a day off from football practice. So we all ditched class, went down to the beach, and we all just come barreling in, jump in the beach. We're in the water. And we look around. We're surrounded by jellyfish.
Oh.
So now we got to go back to school. The famous line, you know, I told you, Richie LaRocca, I think we're going to have to pee on each other. I'm like, no.
By the way, it works. It does work.
I think we pee on ourselves. We're not going to pee on each other. That's a whole other kettle of fish or jellyfish. But anyway, back to you.
But no, we didn't do anything on the first day. It was always at the end of the
that's
year.
Right.
The end of the year, last week.
I didn't mean to train wreck the show. I just didn't know what that was, and I'm looking for answers.
I don't have any.
Before I start breaking steaks, chop some more.
I don't have any, but I have the answers.
All right.
404-726-0929. This hour is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. And to Mike's point, we know school's back in session. So a lot of you have kids that are going back to school, and you're dealing with that, and you're picking them up. Maybe you're taking them to practice as we speak.
Right.
All right, man. What did we see today, Mike? What did we see? We saw competitiveness at practice.
I think, you know, you heard the comments of Kirk Cousins. We mentioned it a few times today, so I'll give it you one more time. Cousins said, we got a better work habits. We can't just show up in Miami and really drop the hammer. We got to drop the hammer every day at Falcons practice. I love that. And I think you saw that today. Drake London making catches. It was like a highlight reel. Now, I know before you guys go, this is where it gets hard because we have the audience is going, whatever, it's practice. And they don't get to see this because you don't get to see this in the preseason game.
That's true.
All I can tell you is this was the best practice we've all seen. Right? We all agree. How about the 2 touchdown passes? Kirk Cousins hits Kyle Pitts. That's a thing of beauty. That's like a 35, 40-yard touchdown throw that everybody's been waiting to see with Kyle Pitts. You're going to see that this year.
I hope so. Pitts, here's the deal. And it's not as if I have not wanted him to do well. I am just doubting, because of the circumstances that we've seen and how they've held him out, whether he's going to. Everybody I've talked to said he's 100%.
Right.
Today he looked it. That was the difference for me. Like, today, he goes up, makes a couple of catches, and then if you talk to some of the coaches, they will tell you, this is what he's been doing. The problem is, to Mike's point, you haven't seen it in a game yet.
Right.
So even you might be a little skeptical about, all right, how's Pitts look? What's he going to look like? Is he really 100%? Right. Today, he looked it. Drake London, guys, there's probably about 3 guys that I'm just telling you on offense. Outside of the offensive line, obviously Kirk Cousins is delivering the football. Drake's had a really good camp. KC Washington has had a really good camp.
The video, by the way, Carl posted a video. I retweeted it. It's a beautiful catch and throw.
Yes.
From Penix. It was Penix, right? Penix Jr.
It was Penix on the sidelines. Bijan has had a really good camp, okay? When you start taking these individuals and you say, okay, why would you say that? Dukes and Bell, what makes it a good camp? It is the fact that you see the explosiveness, and when they are presented with the opportunity to make plays, they're showing up. It's just that simple. It's you practice like you play, Mike. It's why I've been talking about Darnell Mooney. Today he had a couple of drops. He's been making catches like crazy in practice. You do those things consistently, you get in the game, that stuff's going to pay off for you.
Yeah, man. The one area, and this is where some guys have hit us up on social media, on the text line, they ask us about the edge rush because, you know, I think we agreed Braylon Trice was going to crack that rotation at some point. Yeah. He was going to be in there because he looks the part. We are a team right now that, you know, it's the names you've heard the last couple of years. Zach Harrison last year, Arnold Ebiketie going into his 3rd year. You know, where is it coming from? I mean, Lorenzo Carter, he's been here a couple of years. We talked about he's had, you know, average stats in his NFL career. So if you want to, as a fan, a listener, I'm not going to argue with over the defense. I don't know what this defense is going to be. I think there's some things schematically which are going to open things up. That's why I paint a rosier picture maybe than you want me to. I don't know. I just think if they can create some kind of turnovers, well, turnovers don't come without pressure on the quarterback. So that's where I'm with you. I don't know what the defense is going to be. I do know, I agree 100%. This offense is going to be as dynamic, if not more than 16.
Yeah, today was the first time in camp that I felt like if it looks like this, these other teams are going to have a problem. Now we're presenting a problem to some of the teams we're going to face.
Or just to play a Weisenheimer, or just our defense just ain't that good.
Either or. I don't know yet. And by the way, when I talk about these explosive plays, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It doesn't take away, again, from what the defense was doing. There were hands-on balls and batted down balls and missed opportunities. But again, this was a rotation of guys. This wasn't solely at AJ or solely at Kevin King.
Right.
There were guys who were rotating around, and some big plays were made. But today was one of those days where they actually took shots, and they got them.
It's what Falcon fans want to see, and the practice also went – I mean, it doesn't mean anything to the listeners, but it went late. This practice was supposed to be a two-hour practice. They went later, and they really got the work in, as you mentioned.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Mentioned Carl brought it up earlier. We were waiting to talk to Ray McLeod, and Coach Rao walks over and goes, yeah, how you like that practice, basically, because they were getting after it.
They were.
And he was letting them. So this was a really good day. And, again, you touched on it. Bijan has looked great every day out here. Hey, real quick, I was asking you about this whole phenomenon of the senior walk and
all that.
One of our listeners, Chris, hits us up, Chris Kilroy. He says, my kids go to one of the Buckhead schools. They do a senior walk.
Well, he said it right there, Buckhead.
On the first day and stuff. he says the mean streets of Buckhead.
Yes, he said it.
Don't think it's same ones Thanks Kids would be at, but yeah, the whole first last day has become a thing.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with it. Never heard of it.
Not familiar with it.
My first day was don't screw up in school. Get out of here. Go to school. Yeah. Only time my parents showed up was when I got in trouble at school.
Well, that and when you finished.
Yes.
Congratulations.
You know, my mom was ticked off when I graduated. They go, Mike Bell. Thank God. Oh, my mom was hot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mom was. Oh, my God. But I thought as a kid, it was kind of cool.
They were ready to move on from you. You were a troublemaker?
What do you think? Dude, did you realize I had to go to summer school for gym class?
Oh, that's terrible.
I cut gym the whole year, and then they caught it. It was a computer misprint on the sheet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to, so when I walked that day, I got the a cylinder. I didn't get my graduation. I had to do 2 weeks of 10 days of gym class after I'd graduated because I ditched gym my senior year.
Yeah. We used to have everything.
It was LaRocca's idea.
Of course it was. We used to have those slips that got you in and out of class. I don't know if you guys remember this. And my boy stole one of those books.
Oh, my God.
So
it's
literally,
it's like having a prescription pad.
It was perfect. So we'd leave, like especially during senior year, and we'd leave and come back, and they'd be like, "Are you just getting here?" Yes, here's our pass, and we get in and out of class all year long. Where's your pink pass? Right here,
dude. That's,
here you go. Here's
that
the
is
pass.
The ultimate get out of jail.
Oh, it was the best. It was the best. So we got out of school anytime we wanted to. Of course, we don't condone these activities, guys.
No,
I'm just simply sharing my experience with you. I want you guys to go to class and learn, do the things you should do.
Do they have valet parking at Pace?
We're coming back. Strong arm story of the day. Should I say the most important story of the day is on the way.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
Don't act like I'm the only one that was stealing those passes back in the day. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I got a guy hit me up. You figures you were one of those. I didn't do it. Friend did it. I just participated.
I was in a lot of trouble as a kid, man. I was just. That's why, you know, it's so unfair.
Here's the deal,
My brother and sister, twice the screw-up I was.
For me, you know, people ask this. You know, some of you had terrible high school experiences.
Right.
I had an incredible high school experience. I would trade it for the world. It was so much damn fun. But back to the point about, you know, this whole first day. What's it called? First day?
Some kind of first day for your kid.
Yeah,
last first day.
Yeah,
no, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want to go back, but I enjoy. I'm not one of these people that was miserable. Some people are so miserable about high school.
They did.
I mean, I get it. Some people, you become, you find your voice, you find out who you are later in life. Except for some, high school's a living hell if you're getting picked on. I don't know. We just had fun. My high school was, there was no cliques. Everybody hung out. The dirt bags, the jocks, the drama club, the brains.
Did you say dirt bags?
The dirt bags. The guys who were smoking weed in the parking.
Okay.
Everybody hung out. Everybody was pals. It was like one big kind of vibe. There was no cliques to the point where it was like one of those 80s John Hughes movies.
Really?
No, we didn't have. I mean, they had some rich kids, but every high school's got rich kids.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'm just thinking about it. We had all the cliques. I mean, we had skaters, kickers. Those are the Cowboys.
Oh, okay. Well, Texas, everything's bigger in Texas.
We had the athletes, right? We had the nerds. Like, there were cliques. But to your point, I got along with everybody, so I didn't have that issue. All right, let's talk about Kirk Cousins, because he's getting along with everybody as well. He spoke today at practice. We want to play some of this for you as we've been talking about practice. It's interesting as the Falcons just put out another Drake London highlight. He had a great day, man. I mean, I'm just telling you guys, he was big today and catching balls all over the field. But Cousins was talking about his overview of practice. And again, Mike and I, not overhyping this, good day. Hopefully they can continue to build on it, and it means something when the season rolls around that they're making some of these similar plays. But what did he think about practice, Kirk?
I thought it was a strong practice. I think that to have a strong practice, you really need all three phases of football showing up. And I thought our defense showed up at times, our offense made plays. I don't pay attention too much to special teams, but I'm sure it was a good practice. But players making plays, and that's what you want to see, and I think we had that. I think guys strained and worked and got better today, and there's always going to be a few plays you want back. So we just kind of keep taking steps. Right now it's that time of year where you just every day you go out looking for continuous improvement, and you know that there's not a true game lingering a day or two away like there is in the season, but you still feel that sense of urgency to get better and improve and get better as a group building towards week one and beyond. So take any questions you have.
I'll take your questions. Here, let me say this too about Kirk Cousins. I think we learned this, Mike, in that Netflix series because he got beat up. He's tough. He's taken a bunch of punishment in his career, Mike, and he's played hurt. I don't think that needs to be, you know, something that we don't necessarily talk about.
Right.
He is a guy that has taken a bunch of sacks and, you know, over his career, but he's played. And if he's been able to play, he's played. Last year, of course, an Achilles is a different animal.
Yeah, it takes you out. You're done.
But he's a tough dude, man. And we went from Matt Ryan, who did miss games, and showed up every Sunday and took punishment as well.
And never got the credit for it either, by the way, in this town.
And to a guy who is very similar in that way where, you know what, he's tough, man. He'll get up off the mat. So he was talking about practice today, but he had a good date as well.
As we said earlier, running into him and just having a conversation with the guy. I mean, He's a guy that's very rootable. You talked about Netflix and how you got a little bit of a peek behind the curtain. And I know we still have guys out there, and I get it. Like, I understand. I said the same thing at the time. You know, the playoff record is tough. Dak Prescott's dealing with that. Matthew Stafford. Matter of fact, Matthew Stafford left practice today with a hamstring with the Rams. But we'll see where that one goes. By the way, just a follow-up on the Jordan Addison. It looks like it was kind of an ankle strain.
Okay.
So he's reported that when a guy gets carted off a practice facility after you just lost your potential starting quarterback, a lot of people are going, holy cow, they just got hammered up in Minnesota. But Jordan Addison, wide receiver two, apparently will be back. It's not like doesn't look like he's going to miss any time.
That's good news.
That was the big story earlier today.
It is, because J.J. McCarthy, who they thought at some point, we didn't think he would start the season, but at some point would take over that team.
But again, until he wins you over, look, guys, it's tough because you only have like at least 10, 15,000 fans would have run through, you know, Flowery Branch by now, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 at a time would have seen what's going on. You hadn't had a chance to do that this year. We had a nice turnout at Mercedes-Benz at second year high school, had a nice turnout. So you're not, I think we said this last week, I'll just say it again. You're never going to get what you want from the postseason. You're not going to see the starters. Certainly you're not going to see, Bijan Robinson, right, on Saturday afternoon against the Ravens.
Well, he did say he'd be in Baltimore.
Yes, he was being cryptic with us, and I get it. But when you see these injuries going on around the NFL, eventually we're going to get to two games, and then we're going to have an 18-game regular season. And maybe at some point they'll be smart enough to say no preseason, and they'll schedule scrimmages, and that'll be it. And if you want to, you want to charge people $5 a head to watch a scrimmage at a stadium,
so be it.
NFL will do that.
Yeah, so be it. So be it. Here's Kirk Cousins thinking about week one. He knows he's not playing at all in these next couple of weeks. So where are we?
Yeah, I asked that question to myself like 17 times a day. where are we? What are we not doing? What do I got to go cover that hasn't been covered? Unfortunately, it's hard to know. It's hard to really know until you play. I've heard some head coaches say they don't really know the team they have until week four or five. And I can see why they say that. But where we are right now, I like our group. I think that, the Miami practices were a good test for us. We have to keep bringing intensity every day. And you got to believe that if you do that, your coaches will have you ready.
So he is going through what we call the process, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a process. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, we're live at Hooters. And tonight, by the way, we've got Corky Kell. Do want to remind folks, high school football. Toro's going to have the bridge show when we get done, Mike, leading into Corky Kell tonight and tomorrow. So high school football is back. More on that coming up. Let's hear Kirk Cousins talk about the schedule. Mike and I spent a lot of time about this. This schedule, okay, we can't be 1-3 or 1-4, Mike, heading into week five of this season. The crazy thing about our schedule, and listen, we're going to spend plenty of time on this once we get to week one and kind of talk about laying out the season. But we play these incredible games where, you start with the Steelers, you get the Eagles on Monday night, you get the Chiefs on a Sunday night, and then we get the Saints. But then we also have two other divisional games right after that. And the way this schedule plays out is we're going to figure out what's going on with the division pretty early. And then, Mike, at the end, where it's unlike other seasons, where we're playing all those division games, we don't play anybody till really late in the season to kind of figure out who may win this division. Point is, we got to get off to a good start. I think Kirk Cousins agrees with us.
Yeah. I mean, I've been on teams where, I've started, I think, 1-5, and you look up and it's like, oh, no. And then we worked our way back, but it's too late. And so, there's definitely – you got to get the wind at your back, and you do that by winning early. And so that's partly why training camp, I think, is such an important deal, is you've got to hit the ground running when week one gets here.
Right on. And I remember 2016, we lost to the Buccaneers, a lot of penalties in that game.
First game
of the year was a high-scoring game. Jameis hit a couple of big deep balls in that one.
I hate
and
that.
Then we came in and we're like, oh, racking about the Falcons. But we obviously bounced back, and then we got
that
on a nice
patty whack, give a dog a bone.
I don't care, Jameis.
But that's sometimes, as we've seen, because of the lack of contact, the lack of the two-a-days, the lack of the practice and pads. Some teams come out sloppy, but that's why everybody's scrimmaging. We look great. If the opening day was tomorrow after this practice, I'd feel really good. I still don't know where we're not seeing the film they're seeing. How many things are actual sacks? I think sometimes Penix holds the ball a little too long. Still got to come out sooner. But that's about it you can complain about. They really like their team. They like their corners. We might not like their corners, but they like Kenny King and company. The safety thing, I think, still needs to be addressed. Guys are asking us here at the bar, what about Justin Simmons? There's no traction.
Nothing.
He was here 2 days ago. He's come and gone.
Yeah. It was a two-day interview. Okay.
Right.
So he was here for 2 days. But to Mike's point, yeah, there's nothing to report. And if there was, trust me, we'd be all over it.
Right. When you watch stuff on tape, you know, some things you see, you'll see some highlights. I just showed Carl just a minute ago, Marvin Harrison Jr. It's a one-on-one passing drills where you got receivers and defensive backs. Well, here's former Pro Bowler for the Patriots, now with the Colts, Kenny Moore. And how can you describe Marvin Harrison Jr. other than literally faking this guy out of his jock?
He turned him around. He turned the corner around it wasn't a double move or anything like that. He literally is running his route, goes inside, the corner goes with him, and then he's whoop outside, and there's a 5-yard separation.
Yes.
My point with that is any quarterback can complete that pass. This wasn't him on his back. 5-yard difference, and all of a sudden Harrison's catching the ball. Mike, he's going to be a problem.
And just real quick, because I know we talked about this the other day, we decided there was just nobody worth taking in the top eight in defense. The first defensive player was Laiatu Latu, as D-Led would say.
Latu.
Well, they're saying that Latu's got to step up his game in practice.
They've got injuries on that defense. He's going to play more.
Right.
Laiatu Latu.
Thank you, D-Led.
Laiatu Latu. He's going to play more. But, Mike, I guess they didn't feel like they got what they wanted to see in that first preseason game. So this is a big game for him from the standpoint of what is he going to look like with the Colts defense. Remember, they had one of their major pass rushers go down.
Right.
And so he was kind of staying in the background like, hey, you know, I don't have to be the guy. He's got to be the guy now.
I saw one video of Jared Verse. It wasn't in-game. It was practice with the Rams. He looks good, but we'll see what he does. And, of course, Dallas Turner. But Latu was the first guy to go. It's going to be the great debate. If any of these guys really pop, become Pro Bowlers, we can then reevaluate.
It's true. It's true.
But as Carl said, you didn't get that from Dallas Turner necessarily with his time in Bama.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't get any of that.
But, I mean, Penix has looked great, and I think everybody agrees Penix did everything he was asked of him in the Miami game. Now we'll get to see more of Penix. I'm curious to see if we see more of the backups. Still want to see more Penix, man. Get Penix more reps up there in Baltimore.
This is from Baltimore earlier today. We didn't talk about this. Latu's been alternating between the first and second team defense throughout training camp, but is expected to play an important role given that they had an Achilles injury to
for the Colts. Right.
Samson Ebukam.
Him too, and his brother.
That's right. That was the guy I was talking about. He was their sacks leader, and he's done for the year. All right, we'll see, man.
Latu.
Coming up, we got some other things to talk about.
No, it's Laiatu Latu. Don't you know what D-Led said?
I love it when D-Led says that. They unveiled to the media today something that you may say, oh, what's the big deal?
What's the big deal?
It's a big deal. We'll tell you about it.
Laiatu Latu.
Now, your game traffic. 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. Call Bader Scott 404-888-8888. That's 404-888-8888.
It's Wilgarrett. The traffic update. This traffic report is brought to you by Firehouse Subs. And some good news on the southwest part of town. I just saw this happen on the Cordell and Cordell traffic cam. They've cleared that crash, 85 southbound past Highway 138. You're still backed up, though, towards 285. Highway 29 might still be your better route. We're also seeing delays up on 985, traveling southbound before exit 20 with a crash there. And they're trying to clear that stall tractor trailer, 285 southbound in DeKalb right near Highway 29. Will Garrett from the Game Time Traffic Center, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Firehouse Subs, Hook and Ladder Jingle, take one.
Hook and ladder, hook and ladder.
All right, it is Dukes and Bell. Here's the deal. Many of you have been saying all offseason, what are we going to do about the pass rush? This is breaking. The Patriots are close to finalizing a trade that will send four-time Pro Bowler Matthew Judon to the Falcons.
Whoa! Guys! Dude!
The deal is apparently in the final stages and is expected to be finished soon. This is coming from Jordan Schultz, who covers the NFL. There is something here as far as like how soon it could be done within the next 10 minutes. But, guys, we're talking about a guy that's been a double-digit sack guy for the last two seasons prior to last year. He got hurt last year. Mikey's owed $6.5 million. I think they'll redo this deal. That he does not make this trade. They do not make this trade knowing that he wants a new deal. They give him some money up front. He's probably going to be signed to a 3-year deal, most of it up front. And we get some real pass rush help. Matthew Judon is a player. So we've been talking about Hassan Reddick, or Matthew Judon. And we said, I'll take either one. The right. Reddick situation seemed a little bit more like, in, you know, like it was going to be harder to pull off.
More expensive. Now
but,
he's.
But this, yeah. I like this, Mike. I do.
Well, remember, we were doing the numbers on him. He'll be, I think, 32, Chris?
Correct.
In September. He's a little bit older. His beef was he got franchised one time. That's why he was having such a mean on with Gerard Mayo in practice, because look, you guys got cap space. The argument, and we made it, was yes, you're an elite edge rusher at what, 14 sacks a year before, only played in four games last year because of the injury. At age going into 32, you weren't going to get a monster deal. Be really curious what the financials are on this. It's certainly a cheaper option, to your point, than Hassan Reddick, but this guy is instant pass rush. And I just mentioned 2016. It's not Dwight Freeney. It's actually a little bit better because we got Dwight Freeney at the very end of his career.
He's younger. Again, nothing confirmed from the Falcons, but we tell you all the time, these reports out here, somebody is giving this up. Obviously, it's either his agent or somebody, but the Falcons have been looking. And we said they were working the phone. So even if the Simmons deal doesn't happen, which, again, I'd still like to have both of these guys.
Right. We need help. We need depth and safety.
That's right.
Not that they don't like Richie Grant, but they love DeMarco Helms more. And, you know, we see Richie Grant kind of be mediocre at times here.
So,
by the way, real quick, guys, if you want an insight into his mindset,
Judon?
NFL.com published an article on May 4th. Patriots pass rusher Matt Judon ready for return to form after biceps injury. Quote, I'm out for a vendetta. So that's his mindset coming into this season.
6'3", 270, really fits the 3'4".
Mike, he's perfect.
Giddy up.
He's perfect.
If this is accurate, man, I know we've been talking all season, all off season about edge rush. And, I mean, this is instant edge rush.
Albert Breer now has it. We are getting Matthew Judon. It is a done deal.
Yes.
One of our listeners is bringing us up. It is a done deal for a third-round pick.
Giddy up.
Terry Fontenot.
Terry Fontenot.
Falcon fans, put your hands together.
Yes.
This is what we needed, baby. This is what we needed.
Instant pass rush. Let's celebrate this with a steak dinner tonight.
Oh, man. Come on now. By the way, everybody who was all worried about the pass rush.
I was worried about the pass rush.
This is why you let things play out.
But I can't let things play out. I need it now.
And so, Mike, you get an established pass rusher for a 2025 third-round pick. Done. Proven versus unproven. Done. And he comes in here knowing, Mike, that he's probably going to get a restructured deal. He'll be motivated. And by the way, he's looking at the team going, damn, they're going to be pretty good. Look at all these weapons on offense. I love this. I love this move by Terry Fontenot to have the balls to pull the trigger and do this.
12 and a half sacks, 22, 15 and a half sacks. Last year, again, only played in those four games, started two. So just four sacks in four games, which is better than anybody you're going to get in a four-game sample size with the Falcons. I'm excited, man. This is great. We'd weighed the options about Hassan Reddick, as we just mentioned. And as you said, you're getting a guy who's got a proven track record, and he's highly motivated.
404-726-0929. How you feeling? What do you think? We got time for a few calls before we get out of here at 7. This news just dropping before we get out of here. This helps this team immensely. I'm telling you guys.
Guys, we needed this. And look, I know that you didn't know, and we're not sure what Braylon Trice was going to be. Braylon Trice was going to be part of a rotation.
You had to do this.
And I love Braylon. I feel for the guy having to miss. But we still wouldn't know what he'd be. It's an unproven entity, right? This is a guy who could step in and fill that gap. And I tell you what, man, if the other – and this now we can talk about, and if Ebikadi emerges, and if Zach Harris and everybody else, this guy makes everybody on that line better. And if Grady comes back, speaking of coming back with a vengeance.
Yeah. All right, Big O, let's grab a couple of phone calls. Got some pass rush. You got a guy that's proven. Matthew Judon is coming to the Falcons. You give up a third-round pick. I just feel like that's the perfect sweet spot. You didn't give up a first. That's not what we're going to do. You didn't give up, Mike, future picks again. And it's a guy to come in, and he can come in and play for you immediately. So 404-726-0929. Want to talk to you guys real quick here before 7 o'clock. Chris has got the Bridge Show coming up, so he will have you leading into Corky Kale tonight as high school football starts. But we said this. Look, let Terry cook. And Ryan Pace, who's a part of that decision-making group as well, the assistant general manager, the entire front office, I just think it's a smart move. And if you're serious about winning, we've been saying this, do something. Make a move.
Well, this is where, you know, we get into the old argument about, look, you got a three-year window with Kirk Cousins.
Make a move.
Yeah, the time is now, man. I'm with you, brother. I'm stoked. And this is, as we said, I was under the impression, because there was really no buzz about anything other than Matthew Simmons, how would you make the money work? Well, this is where now, if they're going to do some kind of a contract, because Judon's going to get paid, what's that going to look like? Do you restructure Jesse Bates, Chris Lindstrom? You don't restructure Grady and Jake because you're getting older. Either way, they've got capologists. They'll figure it out. Anytime you see your – like, guys, we're dead last in cap space. We just traded for Matthew Judon. There's a will, there's a way, right?
Yeah, and the Patriots apparently had extensive talks with him about a new contract. It didn't go anywhere. Here's what we're absorbing. We are absorbing the $6.5 million he's owed for this season. I'm telling you, you don't do this deal without telling him we're going to do something else for you. So right. He'll come in, Mike. We'll see what the new deal looks like. But Atlanta, we get one of the best pass rushers in the NFL after losing Braylon Trice. And the Patriots, who are in rebuild mode, get a draft pick that they can use for the future and a third rounder. Win-win.
And by the way, third round, I mean, this is one of those where we look at it. Some guys, you approach it like it's like football trading cards. This is totally fair. Oh. You know, a second rounder, you're not going to get a first rounder for a guy because he's too long in the tooth at that stage, but he's still got tread on the tire. So it's kind of a fair and equitable deal. Fourth rounder would have been obviously a little bit better for some, but still, our second and third round draft picks have been a lot of meh over the years. I love this trade, man. I'm stoked.
I do too. Matthew Judon is coming to the ATL. All right, with that said, we got time for a few calls. Want to just get your thoughts. Mike and I will be talking plenty more about this tomorrow. Hopefully, be honest with you, hopefully he's here tomorrow.
Right. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk to the man.
We'll get a chance to see, you know, how soon things take place, but, he should be here fairly soon. Walter, want to grab you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How are you feeling now about this defense and the pass rush situation getting Matthew Judon? Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on, Walter?
I feel great. Great pick. Great move. Long-suffering Falcons fan, so disappointed in last year, but I think, everybody was, and so many years before that. Anyway, can't wait to see Cousins, can't wait to see the offense, and, I won't keep you guys. I know you probably got other people, but great move.
Walter,
go
it's,
Falcons,
it's about all
and,
of
go
thank
dogs.
You.
Right on.
Thank you.
Right
it's,
on, brother.
It's all about, listen, we want to feel as good as possible heading into the season. Mike, we felt good already.
Right.
This just makes us feel better. This makes us feel much better.
I mentioned, probably the most impactful trade for defense is John Abraham. We signed. Remember, it was a great feeling to bring in a guy, Dwight Freeney, who'd been there and done that. And
yep.
Guys, I have to remind you how close we were. It almost paid off with the Super Bowl. But there are some similarities to that team in 16 because we think the offense is better than the defensive unit. This is huge. And this isn't, again, instead of us coming on the radio every day and saying, if so-and-so evolves, if so-and-so emerges, here's a proven piece which just plugs right in and gets the quarterback.
I love it. All right, let's grab Gary on Sports Radio 92.9. The game. Gary, how you feeling about this Matthew Judon move?
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. This was the one thing I was nervous about. This is my one complaint where they had, where they drafted Penix, which he's a great pick, but that was my main issue, that you needed that either the edge or the defensive back. So they filled that need, and you guys have a great show. Appreciate it. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, Gary. If you're not excited about the potential of what this could become, I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
I just don't know what to tell you. I mean, honestly. And, Mike, we say this. The goal here is the offense puts pressure on the opposing team, which makes the defense's job a lot easier. If you're telling me a guy like Matthew Judon has got a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, Mike, and you're forcing teams to throw the football, it's going to be a problem. This is how you get interceptions.
Right. I mean, guys, even when only playing in two friggin' games as a starter. This guy's got 22 sacks the last 3 years. There's nobody in the Falcons
nobody.
That comes even close to that.
Nobody. All right, I know we got to run. Crazy, crazy news here at the end of the show. By the way, Charlie.
Sorry, my bad math. 32 sacks.
32?
32 sacks the last 3 years.
Nobody's. As one guy hit me up on social media, he's like, Dukes, this dude's a beast. He is a beast. We haven't had anybody like this in a while.
12.5 sacks in 21, 15.5 2 years ago, 4 last season in just 2 games. 4 games.
Yeah, because he was injured. All right, Turtle, he's got the bridge show.
All of a sudden, Turtle's got a new show.
Isn't that crazy? It's crazy how things work.
You're damn right I do.
Big O, we got to get out of here, man. Let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Thanks to everybody here at Hooters hanging out. Mike, we got one more day up here at the Mall of Georgia.
Well, all of a sudden, the mood has changed. I mean, we were very glass half full Hell yeah. This is a celebratory mood right now here at Hooters.
It is, man. Big shout out, Jersey Mike, our on-site engineer. Big O back at the studio, handling things as always. Turtle, our executive producer.
Just handle it.
As we said, we'll see what the Braves do tonight. We'll be talking about that, but we are all over this, guys. This is how you get better. You don't clown around. You don't wait and have guys. If you feel like your team has a shot, you make a move. And Terry Fontenot and company did that in making this move to get Matthew Judon. Turtles got more for you coming up at 7. Stay tuned, and then Corky Kale is on the way. All right, we got to run. Everybody, thank you guys. Hope to see you guys tomorrow. We'll have some fun here at Hooters. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, the reaction coming from around the league. Our buddy Sullivan up there in Boston from CBS says it's probably more than he thought the Patriots would get, but they also just lost their best player. That sounds like a fair and equitable trade. And obviously, we just talked about the advantage for the Falcons.
All right, man. Colin Kaepernick, he's done, right? Maybe not. Harbaugh offered him a job, apparently, in January to be a part of the Chargers staff. He said he was out of the country, and, well, we really didn't talk about it, and we haven't talked about it since, but he makes no bones about it. Harbaugh on Kaepernick, he's a guy that I love, one of the best guys I've ever coached. Mike, if there was ever a chance for him to get back in the NFL, not as a starting quarterback, but as somebody just to be around the team, this might be his best opportunity. I just don't know if that's what he wants to do. But for everybody who says, well, just call Kaepernick, Harbaugh actually did.
Yes.
Hey, if you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're one of the 1 of 4 tech grads who's a millionaire.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.